Thank you, distinguished CEDAW committee member, for your queries. I will start from the first queries. If we see the Nepal government report, it says that in the very local level, the ward committee, there are 40% women representations. But if we see the reality, there is a 5-member ward committee, 1 ward chair and 4 ward member. And there is a reservation for two positions for women. And among two, there is a 1 Dalit woman. But the most of the power used by the ward chair, there is a 1 ward chair and the 4 ward committee member. And the most powerful position, the ward chair, only 1.05% representation is women, and 98.95% is male ward chair. That's the decision-making level. So the report, Nepal report, shows that it's a 40% participation. That only the mere participation, not at the decision-making level. Very similarly, Nepal has 753 municipality and rural municipality, and there is a mayor and the chairperson of this municipality and the rural municipality, and only 3.45 mayor and the chairperson of municipality and rural municipality are women, and 96.55% mayor and the chairperson of municipality and the this rural municipality are male. So it clearly shows that even at the federal level and even at the provincial level, the representation, whatever the representation and quota, it's more as a tokenism. It's not in the decision-making level. So we really need to see the intersectionality and the representation of women in the decision-making level. And as the respected CEDAW committee member asks about our country civil code and the criminal code, there are several laws that directly discriminate the women. And it's very unfortunate that after 35 years of the ratification of the CEDAW Convention, we still exist a discriminatory law in Nepal. Some of the example I would like to highlight. One is if there is a questions about the residence of women, it considered that the husband's residence is the woman's residence. If there is any confusion about the residence of the children, father residence is considered as the residence of children. And very similar, even for the surname, for the woman, it's a husband's surname, and for the children, it's clearly written in the our civil code. Not only that, the woman, the divorcee woman and the single woman, if they remarry, they lose the right of her property, and they are, the single woman and the divorcee woman is compelled to return back all the property to her ex-husband. So it's like a choice, whether you marry or you give up the property right. And we have a very clear provisions regarding the harmful practice and cultural practice. Nepal has a provisions, the section 165 in our criminal code. It says that all Nepali has a right to practice our culture and social behavior. And it's restrict and it's penalized. In fact, if there is any disturbance in the practicing the cultural rights or the social rights, if there is a disturbance, there is a punishment, and there is no excuse even if there is those social and cultural rights is gender bias. So it's a section 165 is clearly prohibiting to oppose gender bias, cultural and sexual practice. This is a very harmful thing. And also regarding the intersection goal, there is lots of practices. We really need to highlight that non-consensual, unnecessary surgery is going on. So this issue also need to be highlighted. And also one of the things I would like to say that there is a zero representations. When we talk about the intersectionality, we have Nepal has very good progressive law. We recognize not only women, but we also recognize others, LGBTIQ, but there is a zero representation of LGBTIQ in federal level, in provincial level, and in local level. And one of the major challenges that we do recognize LGBTIQ as a minority, but our constitution's definition, the minority, and it's only include them within the minority definition, it's only include the linguistic minority, religious minority, and ethnic minority. They left the sexual and the gender minority. Therefore, there is a lack of LGBTIQ representation in all levels. So we really need to redefine this constitutional definition of the minority. Thank you.